Apropos to that discussion about what's going on in Pakistan, we talk a lot about security on this program. Questions of security dominate policy issues in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iraq, of course. But a more global security problem involves what international development experts call food security. And the lack of food security is what's responsible for violence that we're witnessing this morning in Mozambique's capital, Maputo.
They increased the price of bread, rice, oil. Everything is expensive.
There's sporadic gunfire still being heard this morning in Mozambique, all because of high food prices. 7 dead, over 25 injured in riots over the last 24 hours. Mozambicans have seen the price of a loaf of bread rise by 25% from 4 to 5 metikai, from about 11 cents to about 13 U.S. cents in the past year. Fuel and water costs also have risen, but food prices spiking are taking place all over the world. Wheat and meat prices spiking, causing a chain reaction around the globe. Joining us now is the BBC's business reporter, Tim Jenkins. Good morning, Tim.
Hi there. How are you doing, John?
I'm great. And I guess the question really is, what's the driver here? Are we seeing sporadic spikes because of local conditions, or is there a global wave that's beginning to hit in places around the world?
It's a bit of both. It's a trend I've been noticing for a few years now, to be honest with you, food prices going up. Partly it's down to a really obvious fact, John. There are a lot more of us now, billions more mouths to feed than we had just a couple of decades ago. But also, as people in Asia, from Malaysia to India to China, get more affluent, get more cosmopolitan, if you like, their tastes are changing, John. So people are moving away from relying on staples like rice for the bulk of their family meals, and they're moving to meat and vegetables and bread and beer and wine as well, as it happens too.
And all of that demand puts pressure on the original commodities, because it takes more of those grains to produce meat than it does to simply feed people with the grains themselves.
Exactly. So the foodstuffs are more expensive that you've got to feed the animals, and the grains themselves to produce bread is more expensive. There's a UN body that looks into this, John. It's called the Food and Agriculture Organization. It's got a survey out today which shows that beef prices have climbed to a two-year high, poultry prices are climbing, and lamb prices are at their highest level for 37 years. Mm. Lamb's especially popular in the Middle East, as you know, and they've been able to move to a more meaty diet, if you like. So, to be honest with you, all meat prices, says the FAO, are at a two-decade high.
During the fuel spike, which also had other commodity spikes a couple of years ago, there was talk that speculation would really create short-term bottlenecks and short-term price spikes. Are we seeing speculators or the commodity markets in general sort of predicting various demand spikes based on, as you say, these changing demands for foodstuffs around the world?
Yeah, definitely. And you can see that in Chicago, actually, one of the major meat markets, commodities markets in the world. Wherever you see that pent-up demand, as you're suggesting there, the money guys know they can make some extra by buying inventory, even if it's just notionally, holding on to it for a little and then selling it at a premium. But to be honest, John, this is more about excess demand, reduced supply. What's going to happen in those circumstances? Prices are going to go up. I think this is long term.
So screaming and yelling in the Chicago pit about commodity prices can result in violence in Maputo in Mozambique. A direct relationship there, very brilliantly sketched out by Tim Jenkins, BBC business reporter, taking a look at food security and food prices around the world. Thank you, Tim.